Okay, time now for the Here and Now DJ sessions. And
there goes the last DJ.
Aaron Bird is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, and he's back with us once again. Aaron, great to have you back. Welcome.
It's great to be back, man. Thanks again. It's, I guess, even though we're in May, a Happy New Year is due. I've been on since 2017.
I haven't said Happy New Year to anybody in a long time, so good. You remind us. It is 2018 now. And what are we going to be listening to today?
Several songs that I'm really excited about, including a couple of artists that I think are just breakout acts that we'll be hearing a lot from in the coming years.
All right, well, let's listen to the first one. This is the song Slippin'. It's by the duo Wahada. I know that there's someone. I feel like there's something. I know that you want to. But saying it's hard for you. Now, Wahada is made up of DJ John Tejada and the musician-comedian Reggie Watts, who's also the band leader on The Late Late Show with James Corden.
That's right. Many people are familiar with Reggie Watts nowadays because of his exposure on The Late Night Show. John Tejada, he's been around in the electronic dance music scene for over 20 years. He's probably best known for his work in the techno world. And this isn't an obvious combination, as I would imagine for most. But the first two offerings, which include the first single Running and the song we just heard Slipping, I think leaves whatever people may question to rest, because it is fantastic.
And the album comes out on Comedy Dynamics Records. Is this a comedy project?
No, not at all. It's a serious music project. I mean, I think at the time when people first hear of the collaboration, it may make them chuckle and laugh, but no, it's a serious music endeavor.
All right, well, next we have the LA-based musician Duckworth with Boy.
See, I'm a boy, boy, boy. And you're a girl, girl, girl. See, you're a boy, boy, boy. And I'm a girl, girl, girl.
Let's be quiet for a second. I wanna hear that beat, your heart is bumping, girl, your essence. It's something like the pinkest sky. Grab them puffy cows and cover them when hippie color die. Purple rain, ain't that insane? I bet you seen that coming like a million miles away.
That's real.
I wear my beanie in the winter just like Marvin Gaye.
Now, Duckworth is the stage name for Jared Lee, who's a rapper and singer. He also went to school for graphic design. Tell us about him.
So he likes to describe himself as ugly, but he doesn't mean it in the traditional sense. It has nothing to do with vanity. Rather, it's sort of this unabashed acceptance and deep appreciation of all the unconventional qualities that make him unique. And no better example of this than this song, Boy.
Hmm. And according to Pitchfork, he longs to be the next hip-hop iconoclast. What do you make of that?
Oh, I had not known that. But it makes a lot of sense. I think one word that I would use to describe Duckworth's creative endeavors would be ambitious. So that makes sense.
Hmm. All right, well, let's get to the next song. This is CRV. It's by Kuko.
I look like a mom in my CRV. Flex it on your friends in my CRV. Got like five seats in my CRV. For my whole crew in my CRV. Got my whole gang in my CRV. Got the groceries in my CRV. I got no game in my CRV. I'm so average in my CRV.
Riding down the street in my CRV. Picking up my homies in my CRV. Kick it with my boo thing in my CRV.
riding down the street in my Honda SUV.
He's talking there about a Honda CRV, not a Bentley or, you know, not a Benz, but rolling down the street in a Honda CRV.
Yes, exactly. I'm glad you find the humor in this just as much as I do.
Now, this is not the first time that we have heard from Cuco on the DJ sessions. Your colleague, Jose Galvan, brought him to us before. What do you like about him?
I like his dedication to being exactly who he is, which is a 19-year-old kid. I mean, he sings both in English and Spanish. I should mention he's a local guy. He's from Hawthorne, California, which is essentially South L.A. And he makes really heavy synth-based ballads about his life and the life of a teenage boy. You know, he sings about desires, insecurities, puppy love, crushes. Yeah, he's a teenage boy and also... will sometimes make a song about a Honda CRV.
Okay, well, up next, let's see if we've got another car song here, but I don't think so. Yellow Days, this is The Way Things Change.
I can't hear any words to say. I swear I must have lost the frame. Well, my friend. My soul is dead.
Thanks.
But I'm just trapped in my own head. And I cry and you cry, cause we don't like the way things change. And I hold it down, but I hate the same.
Quite a voice.
I know, yeah. If King Krule and Leon Bridges had a baby, it would be Yellow Days. Yeah. Yeah, I've been a big, big fan of this cat since he first came onto the scene a couple of years ago at the ripe old age of 17. He's now 19 and came out with one of the best albums of 2017 last fall called Is Everything Okay in Your World? And in fact, you know, if it hadn't come out so late in the year, I'm sure it would have made plenty of top 10 lists.
Wow, two 19-year-olds in the same segment. Well done. Well done, 19-year-olds. You guys are doing good.
There's hope in the youth, right?
I guess so. All right. For the last one, we've got the singer-violinist Sudan Archives and her song, Not For Sale.
You only call me when you need something. I need to be free. Time to spread my wings. I don't like leeches. All that nonsense gon' get back with ya. Don't got time for snitches. You're pulling me down, but you was my sister. My strings propagate through space and time, here and there at the same time. Hand dimensions and basic rhyme. You ain't gotta be mad. Look deep, it go higher when you climb. But stay out of my path. But stay out of my flight path. Never feeling lonely, only gliding.
Now, Sudan Archives is actually Cincinnati-born Brittany Denise Parks. Is there Sudanese influence in here?
Yes, there is. So over the last few years, there's been this emergence of avant-garde sort of orchestral polymaths. And most recent to enter this scene is Sudan Archives. I also like to point out that all of these acts are black women, which is quite impressive and I think is worth drawing attention to. And her specific weapon of choice is the violin. Her mother gave her the nickname Sudan when she was little, and she's described herself as just sort of this naturally inquisitive kid. So naturally, with the name Sudan, she began researching and studying Sudanese fiddlers and other forms of music from Northeast Africa. And that's where you hear her influence.
And the song is called Not For Sale, N-O-N-T. Do you know why that is and why it's not for sale?
Simply because she saw it on a sign on a trip to Ghana. Yeah, and so she talks about being worth something, to bring something to the table. She's just not that easy to get. She's not for sale.
That's Aaron Bird, a DJ with KCRW in Santa Monica. Aaron, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you, Jeremy. Great to hear from you.
Don't wait for me, son.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on Spotify. Just go to Spotify, search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.